Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Modo Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Modo Casino, the only app worth your time.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details.
Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids, some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
The Burt Show. When you do something extraordinary time and time and time again, you might start to take that for granted, and I'm not going to let that happen, because what you guys did yesterday with Kristen's help and the rest of the staff here was extraordinary yesterday, and I don't want it to go away.
Yeah, it was such a beautiful event at Chateau Alain, our third annual Pinot Period party. Man, the vibes were vibing. It was just great energy. I want to again thank Abby and Cassie and Katie and Rebecca and Amber for taking time out of their Sunday. Yes, it's a fun event, but I told them, like, it's your day off. You can do whatever you want. And the fact they chose to hop on a fur bus and go to Chateau Alain and, you know, collect period products and put period kits together was just a beautiful, beautiful thing to witness.
Chateau Alain is not the wine, beautiful, resorty type place to me anymore. It is the place of Connor and Georgie's first
love story. Yes. Yep, exactly. So thank you to Chateau Alain. Thank you to Melting Pot. Thank you to Amplified Balloons. Thank you to Q99.7 for providing the 360 photo booth and DJ Venom. It was a great, great day, which was capped off with the fact that we collected over 75,000 period products.
Yeah, I mean,
that's a lot of tampons, people. It's enough for one heavy flow for one person.
And for those of you guys that showed up, look, you got husbands, you've got kids, you got friends that probably wanted to go to the Beltline or what have you, and you took time out of your day to join these guys and really help a great cause that I didn't even know needed help.
I know.
A couple of years ago.
So, Helping Mamas, I will go ahead and thank you guys on their behalf. Jamie and Stephanie were blown away by everybody's just dedication and commitment and support yesterday. It was a fantastic day, and I was just so proud. And again, thank you to all the listeners and the P1s that came out to Chateau Alain. You guys were awesome. And I mean, yeah, we drank and we had a good time, but people put work in. It was an assembly line of putting period kits together. And I love that, you know, Helping Mamas thinks of everything. So just so you know, when we put period kits together, they were, it's 10 panty liners, 10 pads, and 10 tampons. So you get 30 together, and these are the kits that they pass out to homeless shelters, domestic violence shelters, schools, etc. And again, all going to women, girls, menstruators in need. So if they can't afford these products. But they also had a special table because certain organizations request only pads because there are some religious beliefs that that's the only product you can use. And so they think of that and they make sure that, you know, those people are catered for and taken care of as well. So it's just, yeah, I love the inclusivity and just... I was really proud.
Yeah. I mean, 500 people showed up or something like that. You had 400 or 500 people?
Yeah, I was just really proud and really moved at had everybody just, you know, yeah, it's a fun event, but, you know, giving up, dedicating their Sunday to help others in need is just a beautiful thing. And one Burt Show listener came up to me and she was moved by the event. And she wholeheartedly with her full chest was like, this is like actually restoring my faith in humanity.
Like, we need that from time to time.
Yeah. Just seeing how many people were like really putting in the work and putting these kits together. And she was like, it was just a beautiful thing to witness and to be a part of. So thank you guys again.
And it's growing every year too. So yeah. Congratulations to you for even organizing. Thought was yours, man.
Thank
congratulations.
You. Appreciate that.
All right, Jackson, you swore you'd never participate in it, but there you were. What is it?
It was D&D, Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, wait, don't knock it until you've tried it. Mode has no idea what you're talking about.
Not a clue.
I kind of didn't either. This is something that has been following me for a while now. So Dungeons and Dragons is this sort of storytelling-based game that you take part in. They're called campaigns. You create your own character. It's all part of this fantastical world. There's a ton of different storylines that you can go through. You kind of have creative freedom over everything. And it's kind of like being a character in your own storybook, movie, video game.
It's been around since like the 80s, man.
Oh, this is for a minute. This
oh, yeah.
I thought it was Do Not Disturb at first.
I feel like it's one of those things, like I have always wanted to play, and the goal of Dungeons and Dragons isn't to win, it's to tell a good story. But I also feel like it's one of those things when you say it, people automatically put you in a little pot and it's negative. And so it's weird. I feel like those who play it love it, but everyone's a little scared, like, do you play Dungeons? No, me neither, bro.
So my eldest son, on our schedule, on our shared calendar every Sunday, he has a D&D game that he plays with his friends. And for my son, who has got some social anxiety, this is such an amazing day for him every day because he gets together with all of his friends online and he gets to create his own characters and he's having interaction with others where it's very difficult for him to do in person. So it's a whole huge community.
Absolutely. And, you know, so my brother has played for a long time and he's invited me to join on to his thing. Some of my cousins has played as well and they've tried to invite me. And I've really been anti this for my entire life. I was like, there is no way you're going to catch me dead playing Dungeons and Dragons because you're right. It has this sort of connotation to it as being this nerdy thing. And like, I just was not about it.
Back in the day, honestly, I mean, it was you don't play that because the geeks play it.
Yes,
you know,
exactly. Mm. And so my girlfriend and her siblings and some of her family have actually been doing a campaign for literally every Tuesday night for the last like 3 years now. And they kept on trying to invite me into this thing. And I'm like, guys, no, I literally cannot do this. This is just not for me. And due to some scheduling conflicts, they've kind of gone on to an every other week cadence. And so because of that, a few of them wanted to break out and do their own separate one. And I was more or less voluntold that I was going to be participating in this one because they needed an extra person to play. And so last week was the first session that we had. And my God, I was honestly surprised by how much fun it actually
is,
was.
Right? It is. My son one day gathered everybody in the family and I begged him to do this because he's very private about it. I begged him because none of us had any idea, but it's so hard for me. We're just so different to attach to things in his life and he hates sports also. So it's hard for us to find common ground. So one night he gets the family together and he plays whatever the host is called.
The DM, the Dungeon Master.
The Dungeon Master, which he didn't want to do because he doesn't like eyes on him, but he did it. And I gotta tell you, man, it was so fun, dude. It was so complicated. I didn't know what I was doing. But it was really, really fun.
That's exactly how I felt. And being the DM is not an easy job to have, to the point where, so my girlfriend and her whole family, they've literally hired a third person party to be the DM for them because that's the person that makes the actual story. They're the ones that tell you, they set up the entire scene. They explain to you what you're doing and ask each person individually, what are you going to do about the problem that you're facing that's right in front of you? So this one that we're doing is like a Greek mythological one, basically. And I feel like I'm nervous about it while I'm playing because I don't want to ruin it for everyone else, but I'm kind of just saying the most outlandish things ever just because I know that anything sort of goes and everybody sort of just has to go along with what you say.
And sort of, if you're playing with a lot of experienced players, they're almost a little condescending. Like, how could you ask a question like that when you've never even heard of the terms before?
Exactly. And I feel like I just sidetracked the story the entire time. And to be fair, I made my character as sort of this clumsy, klutzy person, which I thought would be funnier than like being the super serious guy who's got the big sword and actually like does really well at everything. I kind of wanted my character to be this sort of spoof of someone, of just like kind of a dummy that goes into things super headstrong. And I was like nervous.
You connected with that character, didn't you?
I really did. It didn't take a whole lot of creativity for me to actually have to think about a lot of the decisions that I was making. But I mean, it's something that I would say don't knock it until you try it. It was honestly a lot of fun. And so every other week for the next like 4 or 5 weeks, we're going to be doing this, and I'll keep you guys posted.
So what is your character's name and what does your character look like?
Oh man, I wish that I remembered.
It's more complicated than that, man. Because there are terms that you don't know. It's not like you could say like even a term that's common. The names of the characters and the names, it's just so complicated. It's hard to remember.
Yeah, and I have to like call on my lineage every time I announce my name and stuff. So I don't know. It's too complicated right now. I'll have a better idea next time.
And let me just say one more thing about this too. As the old guy on the show here, what I realized a while ago is the people that we called geeks are really the cool ones. Because the ones that were cool in high school and the one, you know, the athletes, the ones that were popular, were always thinking about their personality and how popular they were. And it was the guys that were playing Dungeons and Dragons that were totally okay with themselves, that looking back at it now, that's the cool group.
That's facts. And this is truly for anyone.
Nerd.
The Burt Show. Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.